Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening as we are kicking off our program tonight talking girls basketball. And first up, we have the girls basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Mark Henderson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet, Quinn. Thanks for having me. Apologize for my voice tonight. I got a little bit of a cold here, so we're battling through.
That time of year, no doubt about that. That time of year. So as we haven't talked to you since the first week of practice, and your girls coming into this week with a 2-3 record, bit of a tough start with some losses to a couple of good teams in South Central Calhoun and Iowa Falls, all of them. But getting to conference play, you played three straight games pretty much right down to the wire. Very close to getting a win against Nevada. You pick up a win on the road at State Elm, and then you beat Grandview Christian on a Friday night. So you guys sit at 2-3, 2-1 in the conference. And just overall, you know, what have you and the staff seen that you have liked from this team so far? And definitely a team that we've talked about. It's a pretty new team in terms of, you know, starting on the varsity role.
Yeah, it is. And I think the fun part about that kind of a team is you get to see that growth. You know, you get to see the process and the progress that they make every day. And we're already seeing that, you know, from the first couple games to here the last three games, really. Like you said, that Nevada game was the first game that we kind of saw a real big step in the right direction for us. Just in, you know, girls starting to have a little more confidence in themselves and playing the bigger roles that they need to play. And this last game kind of shows you the progress we're going into with that Grandview game. We're averaging 30 turnovers a game, which is crazy, but cut it down to 16 in that game. And that right there is going to make a huge difference for us.
And looking at the girls that have really been a big part in leading this turnaround, at least in the early part of this season, you look at players like an Isabel Swenson, a Claire Hewitt, a Kaylin Trask, a Tessa Scartwee, just to name, you know, a couple of girls right off the rip that kind of stand out when you look at the stat sheet. Obviously, you know, Isabel Swenson, she can shoot. Obviously, not having the start she wants shooting the basketball, she's really made up for it on the defensive end. Claire Hewitt, she had a, you know, breakout game against State L, was a big part in getting the win on the road. Just looking at those individual players and how they have stepped up, Swenson and Hewitt especially, what have you seen from them that has allowed them allowed their games to grow to the level they're at right now?
Yeah, like you said, Izzy Swenson is the girl that probably in the offseason shot more than anybody else we have. So, like you said, she is a shooter and somebody who we rely on to shoot. But as you mentioned, her defense has been great and has been a little bit of a surprise for us. You know, she's really stepping up in the steals department. I'm not sure exactly what she's averaging, but it's got to be close to probably four steals a game or so. And, you know, this last couple of games, she's really made an impact on that end of the court, which has been great for us. And then, like you said, with Claire, Claire, that Seidel game really kept us in the game. I think she scored our first 8 points. So without her, you know, we're probably down 14, 16 to nothing, something like that. And with what, you know, we're kind of a lower scoring team. And so you get down that big, it's hard to come back. So Claire has been really big for us here lately. And then the other two you mentioned, you know, Kaylin Trask, again, has had to step up and be kind of the leader on the team. And she's had to play the point, which is not maybe her natural position, but we've found some ways to get her to the wing a little bit more, and she's starting to shoot the ball better. And then Tessa has been, you know, a big part of our defense on the inside and getting a ton of rebounds, and probably averaging close to 10 rebounds a game. So those four have been really kind of the core for us.
And as we take a look at this slate coming up, the schedule definitely ramps back up in intensity, especially this week. Obviously, Roland Story coming to town tomorrow. Big rivalry game, as always, in Roland Story. You know, obviously, a team that could very well make the state tournament in March in Class 3A coming in. Another really good team in West Marshall. They're off to another good start to this season before you go into Christmas break. And even come out of the Christmas break, you got a couple of tough games. You know, you're at St. Edmund on the 2nd of January at Wells Fargo Arena. You follow that up with PCM on the third, a road trip to PCM, who's currently undefeated, and then Perry on the sixth. And just overall, you know, looking at this slate, you know, coming up with the Rolling Story West Marshall, then you've got Christmas break, and then you come back from Christmas break. You know, what's kind of the expectation amongst the girls going into this week's set of games, and then what's maybe a couple areas that you and the staff want to have a focus on as you go through practices over Christmas break?
Yeah, sure. like you said, these two games this week are both going to be challenging, kind of for different reasons. Rolling Story, you know, is, of course, is that type of team that loves to put a real physical, you know, full court press on you. And the big key for us there is going to be taking care of the ball and not, you know, not giving them live ball turnovers that turn into easy layups. You know, if we can eliminate that and keep them to one shot possessions, then, you know, I think we have a chance to stay in that game. And then West Marshall, you know, they're good for a different reason. They got probably the best player in our conference in Bella Borgos, and she's a kid that can, you know, step into any gym in the state and get 20 points on you, no problem. So we're going to have to see, you know, hopefully contain her a little bit and, you know, then try to match the physicality with the rest of their girls because they're always big. So that's kind of the keys this week. And then, you know, over break, I think one of the big things we're going to work on is going to be kind of late game situations. Because like you said, these last three games have all kind of come down to the last few minutes. And so that's kind of new stuff for these girls. And so that's something I think we want to focus on is how do we handle those, you know, last 2-3 minutes of a close game and you know, kind of teach that part of the game to these girls a little bit.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Rolling Story and West Marshall.
You bet. Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Mark Henderson, the girls' basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We are talking with Eagle Grove coach Zach Whipple after the break on 95.7 FM.